AP News, I'm Hea Pinjwani. In a video statement, Dallas attorney Royce West says his client, Chiefs' Rishi Rice, admits he was one of the two drivers who caused a weekend crash who left the scene.
During the interview, Mr. Rice acknowledged that he was driving the Lamborghini. That was the question that was asked, and he responded to that.
Trump advisor Rudy Giuliani is being allowed to remain in his Florida condo for now, despite his creditors asking a judge to force him to sell the $3 million property in Palm Beach. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
New York bankruptcy judge Sean Lane says there's significant concern that Rudy Giuliani's been sinking tens of thousands of dollars into maintenance fees and taxes for his Florida condo. The former New York mayor and close Trump ally has been ordered to pay $148 million to two former Georgia election workers for spreading false allegations against them to cast doubt about the 2020 election. Other payments are due to two election technology firms, the IRS, Hunter Biden, and a supermarket worker who was jailed after patting Giuliani on the back. A lawyer representing some of those clients says she doesn't want the creditors left holding the bag while Giuliani gets to live in his luxurious condo. I'm Jackie Quinn.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on a lawsuit challenging the Indiana abortion ban.
The Indiana Court of Appeals has given an incremental win to a group of residents suing the state over its near-total abortion ban, arguing that it violates the state law protecting religious freedom. The three-judge panel's ruling agreed with the lower court that plaintiffs with a religious objection to the ban should be exempt from it. But the written decision had no immediate effect and may be challenged in the state Supreme Court within the next 45 days.
This is AP News. 2 million Black & Decker clothes steamers are being recalled, AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
There have been reports of dozens of burn injuries from the Easy Garment steamers, with hot water spewing out of the devices. About 500,000 steamers were recalled in 2022. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says more burn injuries were reported after that. This latest recall covers 1.6 million steamers, all units of the model. The company is offering full refunds. The maker of the steamers, Empower Brands, says there have been 82 burn injury reports. 19 of them involved repaired units or models. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says he thanked NATO for agreeing to begin identifying air defense stocks that could be sent to his embattled country.
I urged allies today to provide Ukraine with new additional air defense systems.
I'm Hea Pinjwani, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.